From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama reaffirms his intention to defeat Islamic State.
So far, we have no evidence that the killers were directed by a terrorist organization overseas or that they were part of a broader conspiracy here at home.
In a late Sunday address to the American people, President Obama sought to reassure Americans in the wake of last week's mass shooting in California that the U.S. will prevail in the struggle against Islamic State.
Many Americans are asking whether we are confronted by a cancer that has no immediate cure. The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. military will continue to hunt down terrorist leaders, provide training and equipment to those fighting the Islamic group in Iraq and Syria. The president said the two killers, U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik, had gone down the dark path of radicalization. He called on Muslims in the U.S. and around the world to take up the cause of fighting extremism. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end a political deadlock that has crippled the country for years. It approved by the parliaments of the internationally recognized government based in Tobruk and its opposition in Tripoli. The deal announced in Tunisia on Sunday will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Following a defeat at the polls last year, a militia linked to several Islamist parties commandeered the capital and its political institutions, pushing the Libyan House of Representatives and senior officials east to the city of Tobruk. In addition to political upheaval, Libya faces threats from Islamic State militants in several areas. This is VOA News.